This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Former police officer Derek Chauvin was convicted Tuesday of all charges, including murder in the death of George Floyd. The highest-profile U.S. police trial in decades saw the jury in the city of Minneapolis, Minnesota, deliberate for about 10 hours over 2 days. The former police officer, a white man, was seen kneeling on the neck of Floyd, a black man, in video of the arrest last May. Chauvin left the courtroom in handcuffs and could be sent to prison for decades. Crowds nearby cheered and applauded the verdict, many gathering at the spot where Floyd died face down on the street outside a market nearly 1 year ago. There were also large celebrations in major U.S. cities, including New York. Floyd's arrest led to global outrage and sometimes violent protests in the U.S. last summer. A national demonstration against racial injustice and police brutality, widely known as the Black Lives Matter movement. U.S. President Joe Biden is calling on Americans to unite after the guilty verdict. The president addressed the nation Tuesday and said this is the time for the country to come together. President Biden is warning protesters to stay clear of violence, saying outsiders with no interest in social justice want to exploit the emotions of the moment. A top U.S. general says he's concerned about the Taliban as the U.S. removes all troops from Afghanistan in the coming months. The head of the U.S. Central Command, Marine General Frank McKenzie, told lawmakers Tuesday he has grave doubts about the Taliban's reliability as a negotiating partner. There are concerns the country could erupt into full-scale civil war. This is VOA News. The Arab League, United Nations, European Union, and the African Union on Tuesday demanded an immediate withdrawal of all foreign forces from Libya. A much-violated arms embargo has been in place since 2011 when an uprising toppled longtime Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi. The UN estimates that some 20,000 foreign fighters, mainly troops from Turkey and mercenaries from Russia, Syria, Chad, and Sudan, are currently deployed in the country. Several hundred Chadian rebels may have contributed to the fighting that led to the death of President Idriss Deby. The president's office in Chad says a state funeral for Idriss Deby will be held on Friday. He died from wounds suffered on the battlefield, the military announced Tuesday. A rebel group is rejecting the transition being led by one of Deby's sons, the new interim president. Deby's death after 3 decades in power comes just a day after he was reelected to a sixth term. The 68-year-old was one of Africa's longest ruling leaders, surviving numerous coup attempts and rebellions. The proposed European Super League appears dead in the water on Wednesday after all 6 English football clubs withdrew following backlash from fans and threats from authorities. Manchester City, Manchester United, Liverpool, Chelsea, Tottenham, and Arsenal were 6 of the 12 clubs that signed up just days ago. Reaction included threats of legal action and potential bans for clubs and even ban for players from events like the World Cup. Just 6 Spanish and Italian sides are still involved. The Super League says it's looking at ways to rescue the venture, arguing the existing system does not work. The world's oldest monarch, Britain's Queen Elizabeth, turns 95 on Wednesday, but there will be no public celebrations just days after she said farewell to her husband of 7 decades. Final respects were paid to Prince Philip last weekend at Windsor Castle. The royals are marking 2 weeks of mourning, so the Queen's birthday will pass off with even less public show than normal. There'll be no gun salutes at the Tower of London, nor the Capitol's Hyde Park. And Iran's chief negotiator said Tuesday that talks to save the 2015 nuclear accord were moving forward despite difficulties, but warns Tehran would stop the negotiations if faced with unreasonable demands or time-wasting. Iran and world powers have made headway in the Vienna talks though much more work is needed, a senior European Union official says. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News. We'll be right back.